Good morning, good morning, good morning, Word of Truth, Family, Church. This is your boy, Pastor Polo. Some of y'all thought I prayed the first day. That was Pastor Chad. But the second day, y'all thought it was Pastor Polo when it was Pastor Marty. I told Pastor Marty he got to lift his voice up a little bit because, you know, I can't be the only one with a deep voice now. So now y'all thinking it's me. No, that ain't me. Pastor Marty did that. And, of course, Pastor Evan prayed on Wednesday. And that was an amazing prayer. And today I have been tasked to do the prayer this morning. Your phones have been muted already. So you can say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, scream in your car, whatever you got to do. You can do all of that, and it ain't going to bother us. I know this fast has been probably one of the best fasts that I've had, except yesterday. I said, Lord, I'm giving up my food for you, and you tell me the day that I'm giving up my food and I am getting closer to you that my head coach for the Alabama Crimson Tide retires. You mean to tell me while I'm fasting, my coach retires? I had an alt with the Lord, but I'm not going to spend my time talking about that. But God is faithful. Amen. We've been talking about knowing Christ personally, growing in Christ internally. Of course, yesterday, P.E. was taking us down the whole vision of this year, the stewardship piece. I mean, he has some stuff that's just coming down the works for us, man. But today I've been tasked to talk about to show Christ externally. And I want to say this before I go into what God has given me. The main thing that we want to do as a church is identify the gifts that are in the house. We want to identify gifts that are in the house. We want you to be a part of the dream team. In other words, we want you to find a place to serve, find a place to be a part, find a place to allow your giftings to show. We don't come to church just to sit on the seats. I was about to say the pew, but we too modern. We don't have pews. We don't have those type of things. We have these luscious first grade seats. That means you got room for your backside, and you got room to put your purse on your side, and you got room, and you're not rubbing thighs with your neighbor and stuff. That's amazing. But however, God did not call you to come to Word of Truth just to come and sit down, hear a word, go back out. He called you here so that your giftings can shine. And so one of the things I definitely want to plug in before I go into what God has given me to share with you this morning is to just start serving. This is the year you done made up in your mind in 2024. Yeah, new me and more in 24, and we saying all this stuff. Well, maybe God is saying more serving, you know. How about you serve more? How about you contact your pastor, your leader, your direct oversight and say, put me on the schedule more. I'm looking for God to do more in me, but am I prepared to do more for him? Maybe that's the bigger question that we have. As we're talking about this, showing Christ externally, it took me to Galatians 2 and 20. This scripture really was blessing me lately. And it says that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, I want to start with something real quick, and then we'll get to prayer. He starts this verse out in verse 20. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. I need you to hear that. What he is basically saying is, I'm dead. I am dead. I, Polo, that have been known by people from high school, middle school, college, I am dead. And I want to go ahead and say that this fast is an example of how our lives should look always. We have been dying to ourselves. Fried chicken has never looked that good. I have never been offered so much food, free food, until this week. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about Kayla is pregnant, but I'm having cravings like she's supposed to be having cravings. She, if you give me, I'm like, what is happening? But what this fast is doing, it is saying flesh dies, spirit lives. And what Paul is saying in this verse right here, he says, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. I no longer live. So these people who keeps talking about nuck if you buck and I'm praising what I do on one end and I'm going to nuck if you buck. No, that is not what Paul was trying to say. Paul was saying your old man should be dead. There should not be another option of you. There should not be another alternative to you. We don't nuck if we buck no more. No, we're done with that. I have been crucified. Because if I got to go back to nucking and bucking, then I'm bringing my flesh back to life. No, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. I am dead. I love that. But he says, but it's Christ who lives in me. Now, I want you to check this out. He says, it's not that I'm still the old person trying to be Christ-like. Okay? It's not that I'm the old person trying to be Christ-like. No, 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 no. He says, I am dead, and now it is Christ who lives in me. And see, there's a difference. As long as we have this mentality, Pastor Polo, I'm trying to do better. Pastor Polo, I'm trying to get my life to the next level. Pastor Polo, you know, I'm going to list something for the Lord. No, 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 no. God is saying what I need you to do first is die. What I need you to do first is kill your flesh. What I need for you to do first is allow me to live in you. That means that we're not just trying to modify our behavior. No, we are trying to become one with the being that's inside of us. It's amazing how we are okay with quoting the scripture when opposition comes. We says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. As long as we're talking about a hater, as long as we're talking about somebody who's opposing us, we don't mind quoting that scripture. It's only when our flesh wants to live when we want to say we're Peter, that one that cut off the ear. It's only when we want to cuss somebody out when we say, oh, yeah, I'm still human. No, what happened to that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? What happens when your flesh is saying, I want to do X, Y, and Z, but your spirit is saying, but God has called me to live like this. And although my flesh is desiring this, although my flesh craves this, although my flesh wants this, I am crucified, no longer alive. And now Christ is the one who lives in me. And watch this next part. And the life I now live in the flesh, because I'm not so spiritually minded that I'm no earthly good. I'm still in the flesh. I still got blood running in my veins. But the life that I now live in the flesh, watch this. I live by faith. And if there's one thing I have learned at Word of Truth, God sent me all the way from Dothan, Alabama, and I could have gone to any other place and landed at any other church, but he was so gracious that he allowed me to sit under a pastor, a leader who is convicted, who is convinced, who is literally preaching the unadulterated word of God to live by faith. Hear me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Do y'all hear what I'm trying to say? When it says the life I now live, that is the contrast of the life that he lived before his conversion. Saul was saying that the person you see right now is not the same person you saw before. You used to be scared when you saw me, but now you can hear that grace is coming with me. Think about the people who were traumatically bothered by the visuals of Saul. Saul would ride into a city and people were shaking their boots. But now the people are no longer shaking because Saul has turned into Paul. And now the demons are shaking. And now the enemy is shaking. And I want to say this before I pray. The devil knows that if you ever become all that you're supposed to be in Christ, that all of hell is going to get nervous. That he knows that if you ever surrender your life to Christ, you will no longer be coming to church, sitting by yourself, sitting with your spouse. No, if you gave your life all the way over to him and crucify all your flesh, you would have to be asking the ushers, Lord, y'all save me two rows because I got two rows of people coming with me today. And before I pray, I need you to hear me. If Word of Truth is going to go to the next level, if we are going to pack out this church, if we are going to become that next mega ministry, it's not just coming from Pastor Evan. It's coming from people in the seats that are on fire for the Lord who wants to show him externally. That means, yes, I got to stop cussing at my job and I got to start preaching the Word of God. That means I need to start inviting that person, inviting my ugly boss, inviting the people that's in my neighborhood. I need to, my neighbors need to know that I'm saved. My neighbors need to know that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. My neighbors need to know that I want them to come to church with me. And I'm not just there to tell them they got a package on my front door. My God, let me just go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you have allowed us to die to flesh, but so that your spirit can live in us. I thank you that, God, even though I can even hear people right now saying, Pastor Polo, I'm an introvert. Well, the Christ in you is not an introvert. Woo! Did y'all hear what I just said? You may be an introvert because you're still in the flesh, but because you're living by faith with Christ inside of you, Christ says, I'm not the introvert. And if you allow me to live through you, I'll take your introverted ways and I'll manifest and I will show myself through your natural personality. I will show myself strong in your life. I will show that I'm still a healer. I'm still a provider. I'm still a way maker. I'm still a promise keeper. I want to shine through you. Oh, I thank you, Father God, that you shine through Moses, although he still had a stutter. It doesn't matter what our conditions are, you still want to use us. It doesn't matter what our situation is, you still want to use us. You still want to shine through us. And God, we have to allow you to shine. The Bible says to let your light so shine. Another word for let is to allow. Allow your light to shine. Don't put it out. Don't put water on it. Don't cover it up. Allow the fire of God to shine through you, to illuminate the darkness. And Father, I thank you that you are calling us to a new place where we are okay with being dead to our flesh, that we are okay without having devil-level moments, that we are okay to be conscientious of you living in us, meaning that we don't want to grieve you, that we don't want to grieve you. We don't want to put things in us that would grieve the Holy Spirit that resides in us. I thank you, God, that you're giving us a new way of talking, a new way of living, I thank you, oh my God. I thank you that you are literally, Father, giving us a new way of life. Because we are now going to allow you to live through us. That we're not going to try to be dead men trying to act alive. No, that's called zombies. And we are not spiritual zombies. No, we are full of power and life. I thank you, Father God, that it is the Word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is able to go into us and pierce and to divide the soul from the spirit, the bone from the marrow. And I thank you, God, that the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead now lives. Not comes upon us, but it now lives. It lives. It lives. The same power lives in us, God, and it quickens our mortal body. It let us know that it's still there. It's still alive. And so, Father, I pray for a church that will be so on fire for you that we will show you externally, that we will not have a side piece type of relationship with you, that we won't have no down low relationship with you, that we won't have no stuck in the closet relationship with you. No, if everybody else is coming out being gay, if everyone else is coming out being this, if everyone else is coming out being that, we're going to say it loud, say it proud, that I have Christ in me. I am alive in Christ, and I am a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I don't do those things no more, not because it makes me better than them. It's because I have surrendered my life to the one who has changed me. I am no longer the same. I thank you, Father, that even when we go to cuss somebody out, that blessings are going to come out of our mouth. That when we come and anger rises up in us, that, Father God, we'll start praying fervently in the spirit. And I thank you that you are going to take us to the next level. My God, I'm out of time. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I'm on fire. Maybe I should have been giving up food for a long time before now because I'm ready. I want to go ahead and encourage you, and I want to make it a challenge right now. I want to make this a challenge. I want to see how many people are going to bring people to church Sunday. Yes. I'm talking about I want to see how many people are going to bring people to church. Now, I can't promise y'all any money. That's Pastor Evan. Pastor Evan can say, hey, whoever brings the most, I give this kind of money. I ain't got it like that yet. All I'm going to tell you to do it because the Lord said you should do it. Do it because it's a great thing to do and that we are believing that souls shall be saved. Word of truth is about to go to the next level. Matter of fact, we're already there. But here's the thing. We, as the body, have to now do our part to bring the people to the church. And I'm telling you, let this be a conviction, not a condemnation, but a conviction. I think we're too saved, and we've been in church too long to still only come with our families. Ooh, it's sobering. I think we may have gotten comfortable only coming with our families when the Lord is challenging us. Hey, there's a whole row that you need to start bringing some people there. So I'm challenging you that. And I don't have nothing to promise you, but I am saying this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to show him externally. Word of truth, I love you. God bless you. I hope y'all continue to enjoy this fast. Get closer to the Lord, and we can't wait to see you Sunday for some fire worship and some fire word. Love you. Signing off. Peace out.